Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Yes? Have you heard the one about the Nathrezim Baker? He was a bread lord! This is Gore! No, seriously. That's why we used infected grain to spread the plague of undeath. It was his thing.
Still good. Still good, even though we played it twice. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Core, episode 151 of Core. That's right. I said 100. 100. I didn't say 100. 100. I said 100.
It's 100. 151.
Y'all check it out. We're almost 50 away from 200. Hey, it's us, and we're here. It's a week before BlizzCon. In fact, 1 week from tonight, right around now, I'll be in BlizzCon. I'll be at Blizzard tomorrow. Not Blizzard. I'll be at the freaking hotels where I'll be.
In Blizzard be somewhere. At BlizzCon.
Yeah. You'll be either in something or at something or possibly a place.
Yes, for sure. I'll be in Anaheim, California this time next week, and I will see John that day. Aren't you coming early?
Yeah, I'm there the 31st.
All right,
the first day in for me.
I fly in that night too, but it'll be like 11 or 12 midnight by the time I get in.
I'm waiting up for you, buddy. I'm waiting.
What are you doing that night? Are you just gonna wander the
It's probably gonna take me some time. I'll have to get the super shuttle to the hotel.
That's from the plane. The super shuttle from the plane?
Yeah, the or super the shuttle. Airport. And the super shuttle, the drama around the super shuttle is, oh, wow, this whole van just for me, that's great. And then 800 people come and sit in with you, and you're like squashed up against someone you never met before.
It's rough.
But it was fine. But everyone's usually going to BlizzCon, so everyone's kind of talking about that.
Well,
and then they'll take me to the hotel, and it'll be 1 or 2 in the morning by the time I get to bed or something.
Well, I don't know if we're renting a car or not. If I'm renting a car, I'll come and get you at the airport. If I'm not renting a car, then I won't. But if I am,
it'll be pretty late when I get in because it's like a 9-hour flight time. Well, with layover, it's about 9 to 10 hours.
Ugh.
And I lose 3 hours going west, so it's pretty. It'll be 11 or midnight, or by the time I get in.
Obligated. What's your layover? Where you have to stop?
Toronto.
Yeah. Canada. Beautiful town.
So 50-minute flight from Ottawa to Toronto, then 6 hours in the flight straight to
LA. On the plane like 6 hours. But you're,
and I'm going to LA. I'm not going to Santa Ana or anything like that. That's like an extra $300 just for the privilege of landing in Orange County.
That's so true. It is such a dump, though. The LAX, I mean, it's insane there. I hate it there.
It's kind of Anna one is so nice.
Yeah.
You know what's really fun when somebody tells you, "Yeah, I got to make this sacrifice," and then everybody talks about how rough that decision was they just made.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you at all. In fact, I can't say why, but if there's a reason I'm going to Santa Ana, but there's a giant John Wayne statue there. You can like walk up to and touch, you put your hand on it.
If I had my druthers,
yeah,
I would go to Santa Ana, but it was a lot more money.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, so
hey, I understand. I don't change a thing. You did the right thing, but I'm very excited about seeing both of you there. That's coming right up. And before we get to any hero stuff, which we will hear shortly, and we have a big surprise for you in the show today, a little bit of a return to something, which I don't want to blow it yet, but we'll talk about that in a minute. We're doing something super cool at BlizzCon, and I can now officially talk about it for this show. There's actually two kind of big deals happening at BlizzCon. This is one of them, and I can talk about this one. So let's talk about it. We are going to appear, as it turns out, at BlizzCon during as part of a streaming Heroes thing where they have like the Hero streaming area. There, I got that out of my mouth. It's on Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. We've been asked to do a live core in that space. Now, what that'll look like or what that'll sound like, I don't know yet. And there are a lot of details I don't know in terms of like, is this a stagey situation where people can sit and listen? Is it just on a stream? Is it something more or both or what? I don't know. And we're working on that still. But we were approached by Blizzard and they said, hey, we'd love to have a live core at the event. And here's when you can do it. And I said, great. So it's Friday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we'll be there doing that. So that's pretty cool.
That's what it'll sound like. We do know what it'll sound like. It'll sound like that.
One would assume that it will probably stream on the Blizzard Heroes Twitch page. I assume. I don't know. Maybe it's only on a certain channel with the virtual ticket. See, this is some of the stuff I just don't know yet. But I do know that there'll be three microphones and the three of us talking heroes at Blizzard. Oh my God. It's very exciting.
We'll tweet about it. So just make sure you follow us on Twitter.
I'm excited, but I have to make sure that I don't pull what I did at the Nerdtacular last year and talk about what I did in the bathroom as my introduction to everybody.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Bo. And I proceeded to talk about the toilet. Try and stay focused on heroes.
I like that you came right after that. You came up and you kissed me on the cheek hard. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we did that for the, you know, the Instagram.
Let me tell you about the bathroom.
The media, situation. You know, the press. Oh, that's true. That's the order of those events.
Yeah.
I washed, though, just so to assuage any anxiety.
No. I was fine with it. And it's been a long enough time. I think if I was going to get any sort of jardy, I would have had it by now. But anyway, that is the plan. And it's all very exciting. And beyond that, I'm preciously empty of details. I don't really have much else to say except we're locked in. We have a time and it should be cool. If you're coming to BlizzCon, and a lot of you I know who listen make sure you carve out a little time that night and come check us out. That's Friday night. Yeah. And that should be the day that we hear all the major announcements. So we'll be at this thing prepared to talk about what's been dropped. It won't be a preview anymore. It'll be, you know, we'll know what's going on with Heroes from BlizzCon, and we'll be able to talk about it openly during said stream. So come see us. And thanks, Blizzard, for the invitation. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Okay.
Bo's so very excited about this. I'm excited also, but I kind of already know how this sort of feels, and so I'm not nervous about it. Does that make sense? I'm excited
I'm glad there's one among us that's not nervous.
I'm definitely not nervous. I don't know. I should be, but I'm not. I don't know why. This is a weird trip for me, because normally there's about 8 things I get nervous about with BlizzCon. I'm not nervous about any of it this time. Just not nervous.
Oh yeah, you're just zen.
I'm just good. I'm good to go.
You're just zen about the whole thing.
Gonna go up
I
to
feel
the.
Pretty good about it. I think my anxieties about it are probably what I would call Scott anxieties or typical Scott anxieties.
Yeah.
I'm like, what if I get on the stage or the booth or wherever they put me and all of a sudden I have to use the restroom?
What if I have to poo as soon as I stand up? Yeah.
I'm fairly certain I'm going to eat nothing on the right.
What if there are 500 people looking at you while you're actively trying to stifle a poo?
Yeah. Right? Like,
I don't want people looking at me in that.
I don't
that
hide
mode.
It well at all. I already kind of fidget around a lot, but it becomes incredibly clear if I'm uncomfortable.
I think I figured out why professional comedians are often kind of, you know, a little bit damaged. I think it's because they spend 20 minutes before their set eating as much little, what are they called? What are those anti-diuretics called that you take and they'll plug
like
you up?
Tums?
No, like I can't think of what they're called.
Anti-diarrhea.
Yeah, it's like a freaking, what's it called? Anyway, I think they're just sitting there popping those in, just ah, dob, 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 so that when they get up there, they're just like a rock with nothing coming out, and that's it. I think that's why those guys are so stressed all the time. All I know is, look, whatever this is, it is what it is, and it's going to be great, and I've done various kinds of these things before. We stood and did like a weird round table-y wow thing one year where I ran around with a microphone. John, were you there for that? I don't remember.
I was there watching. Okay. I was the guy you said, come and ask a question in case people don't ask questions.
And then everyone
asked everybody
questions.
Had questions, so I just sat there.
Yeah.
And then you came up after and you were like, you didn't ask any questions. I was like, I was the backup questions guy.
No, you made it.
I wasn't
it was a good
the
point.
I have to come up with a question when everybody else has one guy.
Imodium. Smittian is right. Imodium. Thank you. Imodium AD. Just blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so there's that. Then the next year, maybe it was the same year. I don't remember. Maybe it was the next year. I did an Overwatch thing where I stood and did a thing with the Overwatch team with a couple other friends. That was fine. Last year was a live instance with like a stage and everything. So I don't know what this is, but it all just feels like, okay, we've done this before. We got this.
Yeah,
so don't worry, everyone. The Corps got your backs. We're going to talk about your favorite game and have a good time doing it.
And reflect well on our community.
Yeah.
That's going to be important.
Oh, that's the other thing. If you're going, you got to show up because your listeners of the show, you got to come and show your stripes, man. Like, show us who you are and what you're made of and be out there for us, I guess. Unless it's something weird where you can't actually see anybody in the audience, and then I guess it doesn't matter. I don't know.
No,
because we don't know.
If it's a room, like if we're in a pod of some kind and we're just recording in some sort of weird recording pod, I want everyone to gather around the door with their phone and stream it to their phone. And I just want to know that there's a crowd of people around this random pod waiting for us to come out and then immediately grill us over everything we said.
Yeah, I'm super into that idea as well. So bring it, everybody. Let's talk about Malganis. He's out now. It's gotten kind of quiet while we wait for, future news about the game. A lot of eyes are on BlizzCon. Things have gotten real quiet. But I'm told that Bo Schwartz here is one game away. Well, maybe not one game away, but you'll be playing your 10,000th game tonight. Is that true?
Yeah, one game away from my 10,000th game.
Oh, my gosh. Did you hold it so that it would be after the thing?
I played games up until the point yesterday, and then I had to stop playing it. I wanted to keep playing, but I had to stop.
That's great, dude.
And I saved it for today so that we could celebrate together.
10,000 games. I'm going to do some rudimentary math while you guys are here with me. Let's just do this real quick.
So I'll fill the air with the... Well, ask me a question, John.
Okay. Ask him a question. Give him something.
Bo, I noticed from a picture you took that you are using the Malganis Carbot portrait. That's your new portrait.
Yes.
Question number one, does this indicate your sudden fondness of Malganis? Are you feeling strong about the hero?
It reflects well upon Malganis in the games that I have loaded up. The loading screens have been 15 to 20% better than previous loading screens.
Okay, this is good. Is it more your fandom of the hero or the fact that he looks like a snooty snob with a glass of wine?
Definitely a snooty snob with a glass of wine. It speaks to my inner Gentile. Yeah. That's my answer, whatever that means.
I think that's good.
That's fantastic. Keep
it's
going.
Been a week. Blind as a bat, still necessary for fun?
Absolutely. If you don't win, it's good for that meme feeling of just being dumb and stupid in the game.
All right, tell me if I've done this math correctly. 10,000 games, let's say average of 24 minutes per game. That's probably about right.
Including loading screens, because I think the average is lower, but including loading and waiting.
Sure.
We'll say 24.
We'll say 24 to be safe. There have been plenty of long queues and short queues, and you know it all comes together. We say about 24. That comes out to be, if I divide that number, that result, which is like 240,000 or something, by 60 seconds, or no, minutes, right? No. Is that, did I do that math right?
You're doing minutes. So minutes times number of games.
Yeah.
So 24 times number of games is a minutes result.
You're okay, getting. Hold on. Let's do this again. We're going to do it right now. 10,000. That's our number.
Do you have any more questions?
No, hold on. We're going to do that. I need your help as we go. So 10,000 times 24. It turns
out Scott can't be trusted to do math on his own.
Calculus.
It's 240,000 minutes.
All right. 24 minutes times 10,000 games is 2,400.
240,000
minutes.
Yeah. Now what?
You'd like to divide that by 60?
Yeah, that's what I did. Hours? So that's 4,000 hours.
4,000 hours.
That means I now need to take 4,000 hours and divide it by 24. Right? Yeah. By 24, that makes days. That's 166.66 straight days of play.
Yeah. Or if you'd prefer to measure it this way, you could take the 4,000 and divide it by 7.5. Let's say I put in a working man's day of heroes.
Yeah.
So if I was an employee,
working man's day,
that would be 533 days, and we'll give me the weekends off. We'll do the whole thing. So 251 work days per year. So
I like that he that gave would him be
I would
ball. Be
I would have been employed for 2 years and 2 months playing this game at a full time job.
Oh my gosh. That's a 40-hour week. That's crazy.
37.5-hour week job.
But then imagine, okay, I like your idea of giving yourself evenings and weekends and that. But if you think about it in just raw time, 166.66 days straight, 24 hours a day, nonstop, no breaks, game after game after game, that's how long you've played. That's impressive, dude. That's a slash played in Heroes of the Storm like I've never seen.
I think that's my longest slash play that I've ever had in a game. Planetside may still be there. I've got 6 years on Planetside, so.
And boy, you stuck with Planetside a long time.
There was a week when I was getting CR5. I woke up, shit, and then went straight to playing the game for 9 days straight. I had a week off, and I did nothing. I went to the corner store downstairs to buy pizza pops, and it, you know, in my 20s, you could do that, and it was fine.
Sure.
And I got CR5. Yeah, but it takes a lot of game time to get that.
You get in your
When you're CR5 in that game, you can send a tell to everyone in the Empire to tell them what to do, and they can't do it. So you're commander, you're a boss on the server.
Really?
And I became a boss.
And you did that?
That's how Bo became a boss.
Yeah. That's crazy, dude.
Well, I think this is close. It might beat Planetside 1 out, but this is definitely second, not first.
So the 10,000 rule. 10,000 hour rule. Oh, we're not quite to 10,000 hours, though.
It's a 200 hour rule.
Oh, no, you're way more.
Do anything for 10,000 hours and you'll be great at it.
But that's the thing. What's his name always says? That famous speaker whose name I can't remember at the moment. But he has a famous book called The 10,000 Hour Rule or something, or Tipping Point or whatever. But he talks about how the Beatles, Bill Gates, like riddled off all these like names of people who are experts at the thing they did. And nobody really ever did it better. And in every case, they were 10,000 hours of whatever it is they do really well. And my thinking is, you're just a freaking butt hair away from like pro HGC play in Heroes of the Storm.
I mean, I've always kind of felt like if I pursued it harder, I could have a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I don't play it optimal times at work, and we do a lot of stuff, but yeah.
Do you know what the division is between, say, Quick Play and Hero League and that sort of thing? Is there any way to tell? Probably isn't.
Quick
Play and competitive for you.
Like your, where your times go.
Well, yeah.
It's 30 to 40% ranked modes. I'd say more probably in the 30% side, 70% quick match. Mm. A lot of it is this game is very easy to pick up and play for a few hours a night.
Right.
Compared to a lot of other games, like I've got Witcher on the go, but if I've got 2 hours to play games, can't start Witcher. I'll be there for 6.
Right.
But I can log in and play Heroes for a couple hours and maybe even stretch it longer than I planned and still, you know, be okay with the amount of time I played.
Yeah.
And I still enjoy it so much.
It's impressive. I think, and I also think it adds a, I don't know, a level of, you know, expertise to the show that the show benefits from you playing so much.
Yeah. Like Scott and I sure aren't going to bring
no,
it.
No,
so
I mean,
you better.
Yeah, we love playing and we're all into it and everything, but that level of play, I think, just gives you a perspective that we can't have yet. And
it does. And I appreciate the positive feelings of it. Again, quantity doesn't necessarily measure up to quality. So let's not inflate my ego or anything. Yeah. But, it's an accomplishment. It's I was kind of looking forward to it. Spent a lot of time playing a game. It's nice to celebrate it.
I completely agree. By the way, chat room has corrected me and not corrected me. They've answered the question who came up with that 10,000 hour rule thing in his book, and it was Malcolm Gladwell. He's a freaky looking guy with kind of a weird afro.
Creator of Gladwell bags.
Yes, that's the guy. Don't ever have him confused otherwise, because that is definitely him.
That's what he did.
Anyway, congratulations. We will play the 10,000th game after today's show. So stick around, live people, and we'll have a good time. All right. BlizzCon. It's next week. We don't have really anything else from the Heroes team leading up to it, but I think it'd be fun if we did some predicting here, some predictions. And what maybe we're looking forward to the most. And if it's Heroes related, great. If it's not, that's okay too, but it's that time of year. It's a time for us to do that. Let's talk about predictions first. Regarding the game, how about hero predictions? Any kind of inkling in your heads as to what we might see in terms of heroes? John, you want to take this one?
I'm going to say, for my first prediction, I'll give a wacky prediction. Because I feel like every year it's like, hey, you get something cool or different or kind of exciting. And then sometimes there's just a goofy one. I'm going to say goofy one, Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins. I mean, that is what they do at BlizzCon, right? They tend to lean into the, not always, but lean into some of the weird characters. Two-headed guys and stupid lost Vikings and things like that. So why not? What do you think, Bo?
They've said, I can't remember where exactly it was, but they've said somewhere that they're leaning away from the design philosophy that it's a hero that you like to play, but that people in your team don't like to either have. And basically that's like Medivh, Murky, Lost Vikings. Like there's a category, even Abathur's really grown in the community as like, okay, it's fine to have him on the team. But like, there are a lot of heroes that you bristle at when they're on your team sometimes. You can see this year that they've avoided that. Over the whole year, you know,
I can see that, but
it's a prediction.
I can also see Leroy being that, because you kind of his whole thing is he kind of screws over his party.
Yeah, see, Illidan kind of filled that spot. That's YOLO Illidan. He's already Leroy in a way, but you know what? It's your wish and your prediction.
I don't know if it's my wish. It's my prediction.
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
I'm trying to think
who I would actually want.
Mm.
So while you think about that, then I have a prediction. We haven't had an Overwatch hero in a while, and it's BlizzCon, and Overwatch plays really well for the BlizzCon crowd. So Reinhardt.
Oh, interesting. Reinhardt.
Reinhardt feels like the safe bet for this year.
Yeah. People like Reinhardt. Hammer down! Like, what's, you know, it's... I'm not a Reinhardt player. I appreciate how cool he is in Overwatch, though. So, and he'd probably be a pretty good fit.
Yeah.
Like, overall, I think we need a tank, and we're not getting Winston. That's not happening. It's too hard to make Winston stuff happen.
I would not be upset about a Reinhardt. You know what? Let's do an Overwatch prediction. I'm going to say McCree.
That's fine. Yeah, McCree. Yeah. And, you know, you got Matt Mercer there doing the VO crap. He could maybe even have some fun with that.
Scott diminishes an entire industry.
I don't mean crap.
That he has friends working within.
I just mean, you know, his stuff that they do there. Stuff there. That's what I meant. He's doing the voiceover stuff. They have panels for that and all that. I think there's a, I think there may be a chance that whole crew's in Europe though, during that whole weekend. I'm not actually sure.
They're going there now, but I could have sworn I saw, oh, it might've been a pre BlizzCon thing that I saw Matt attached to.
Oh yeah. I was talking to Liam and it was sounding very iffy because I've seen him the last 3 years at BlizzCon and this may be the first one where I don't see him. But anyway, the point is, Reinhardt and I think McCree are both good choices. I think you're right on the money to think that perhaps Overwatch would make another showing here. That's now been the case last year with Hanzo. Year before that was who? Oh, no, the year before that was all WoW stuff. So maybe that was
Tracer,
the first one.
Tracer was the first.
Was she a BlizzCon announcement? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was Tracer was kind of the also ran. Oh.
She was leaked, wasn't she?
Was she?
No, because they put her in the video. There was that video of her running away from the Garden of Terror.
Something was leaked that year, I think.
I think it was Lunara, Greymane, and was it Cho'Gall also that year?
Yeah,
it wasn't at BlizzCon. I think it was slightly before because she was a bonus for buying something or getting something.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, that's totally right. They had a promotion.
That's what leaked. The promotion was leaked and she was part, like her getting her in Heroes was part of it, I think, something like that.
Yeah. I think because you had Varian and Ragnaros in 2016. I think 2017 was your Hanzo Alexstrasza business. So this year, in theory, would only be the second time they've showcased a Overwatch hero as a thing. But I think Reinhardt's a good bet for real. And I also think that there's no reason McCree won't make it at some point. If not now, sometime he will. I tend to lean more toward John's prediction of something odd because they like doing that. And technically, they kind of skipped it last year. And the Ragnaros year was not as odd, but it was like a big eventy kind of tied in thing that made a big deal and freaked people out. It was also the year they announced the new expansion for WoW, so they got to play on that a little bit. So My thinking is they go back to something a little bit odd and weird. What it is specifically, I don't know. I mean, Leroy Jenkins has so permeated the culture outside of World of Warcraft that you'll hear it in just some random sitcom on some crap show on Hulu one night. And somebody will say, Leroy Jenkins, and run into the kitchen. I'm like, what? Why is it in this thing? Like, yeah. It's in everything. So I think that's actually a decent possibility. They could have some fun with it. But I don't know. Like, Yeah, go ahead.
I have my number two.
Oh, give me a number two.
The number two is Orphea. And possibly some original Nexus lore content-related launch.
Orphea. It's that,
yeah. Orphea, the comic book.
Oh, the little coffin girl. Coffin girl, right.
Little girl with the coffin.
Yeah, here she is.
So, or an original creation of some kind. This might be the year that we get that.
Yeah, I forgot about that. This is probably a good year for them to lean in on their story, which could lean in on a hero that's, you know, whole cloth grown right there in Heroes. She seems like the likely candidate for all of that. So yeah, that's actually a pretty good prediction as well.
I'd be excited about it ultimately because I think no matter who they added to the game, I'd be excited. I don't know who seems uninteresting to me right out of the gate, but I think no matter what, it's like, oh, I want to play that hero no matter who it is. But I still think it's a fine line. I would be so curious to see how people react to the first non-named character, like an original character getting added to the game, because for a lot of people out there, they're sitting there saying, man, one of these days it's going to be Imperius, or one of these days it's going to be Deathwing. And while I don't necessarily need personally Deathwing in the game or something like that, sometimes it feels a little bad if they're like, well, we're adding an original character that's not tied to anything, and you still don't have the character that you think is the most important in the game. I know that's not exactly how it works, but it does make me wonder how people will take to it, having an original character.
They put an original character in, but they didn't put the quest giver in the Burning Steeps in the game.
The Burning Steeps. Is that what that was called? It wasn't the
Burning Steps.
Oh, it had an extra E in it because it was like the old English way of spelling it. The Steppies. The Burning Steeps. Oh, that's too good.
Whatever. Just leave me alone.
I love that. That's good. Dude, I used to call ogres, what did I call them? Orgs. Yeah, I used to call them orgs.
For an entire episode of The Instance, you called them orgs.
Yeah. I said, check out these orgs, man, these orgs. And I can't remember. What, Randy didn't even have the like courtesy to like correct me on the show. He just let me just dig that hole until later. Everyone's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, orgs. And I'm like, oh, they're ogres. Ogre. So don't feel bad. That was way worse. Ogres were way worse.
That will always be my favorite episode of The Instance. Because I just sat there and it was funny every single time.
But weren't there, so there are actually orgs out by the burning steeps. Have you noticed? Yeah. There's a few down there. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, point is, it's we don't know, but but hero wise, I suspect we're gonna get something pretty cool. Let's talk about maps. Anything from maps? We just kind of got a rework. We kind of got finally Hanamura working. Like, what else could they do?
We lost a map.
Oh yeah, we did lose a map.
I saw a file in the files, but I feel bad saying it.
All right, say it. The burning steeps.
Oh, I said I feel bad saying it. Oh. So I feel like I'm having a hard time predicting this one because I feel like it could come true.
It's like, what if this is inside baseball? What if your peak behind the Matrix code has
been... Yeah, not everyone goes into the game files, but I feel kind of grody predicting this one. Mm. I'm sure that's out by now.
What is it? Say it. What is it?
I saw some assets... No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, you have to do it.
I'll have to find out if I'm right. If after BlizzCon it isn't in there, then we'll just say whatever. Oh, it's some weird asset names.
Okay.
I just want to point out.
We'll tell you after, Scott. Okay. You'll be fine.
I can say this now. I found an asset that hinted heavily at Mal'Ganis being added well before Mal'Ganis was announced. Mm. Also in there.
Yeah.
And it didn't confirm him specifically, but given that Mal'Ganis was heavily rumored, the hint was like, and so I don't know if you want to find that out, learn how to do those things.
Yeah.
Sorry, I shouldn't. Why are we bringing this up on the show? It's like, so
I don't know.
We're doing map predictions and you're like, well, I've got a really good one.
I'm sitting out, I think, just so I don't get in any kind of trouble.
Well, you're not going to get in trouble. No one's going to get you in trouble. Like you probably, I mean, when you look at the files, what do you mean? It's not like some big hackery thing, right? You're just kind of looking at files.
It's like clearly assets from a specific place in Blizzard lore.
Oh, yeah. It's the burning steeps.
Well, like all the maps, like Alderac Valley. Yeah, but you know, still. I could say I think we'll get a second Warcraft map because IP's coming twos.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I would make my prediction, which I guess also would fall under a Warcraft map. I stand by when they put in Ragnaros. They kept saying that the hardest thing about him was getting him to feel like the right character, not doing a weird cheap thing where it's like, oh, you're playing Major Domo or you're playing a little weenie version of Ragnaros. Like, to have it feel like you were actually playing him was the hardest part of that character, and that they didn't go forward with it until they could do it right. I don't think Deathwing can be done correctly in this game. Mm. I just say it and make myself incredibly unpopular with the Heroes community. I don't think it can be done. I think he's too big, too destructive. The second you put him in and he has to be a guy walking around just hitting things with a hammer most of the time and then occasionally a dragon, I think people are like, I don't like this anymore. Mm. This isn't what I wanted. Mm. Because I think when people think Deathwing, they think giant, unstoppable dragon that burns everything, and that doesn't sound like a very balanced character. Mm-hmm. And so I think the way you appease people who want Deathwing without putting him in the game is you do a Deathwing map.
And oh, interesting.
That's my guess.
What if is the Deathwing map kind of like that encounter in the final Dealywhacker where that's not the word I'm looking for. Hold on, my screens are flipping out.
Spine of Deathwing.
Yeah, this point where you're pulling his scabs off and stuff. Do you think it should be a map where you're like on him?
I think it'd be cool if they did a map where he was like perched at the top of like that dragon temple.
Yeah.
And like whenever you won the objective or whatever, he woke up and just rained havoc on everything.
Or
like a map that's around the maelstrom and he comes out of it and is like gooey, like, I got shot form and messes some stuff up.
Yeah. This is great. These are great ideas. I all for it. Now, you're not hinting that that's what these things show in the files, are you?
Bo gave a hint. I stepped away from
it. Okay, so this is a different... You've gone a different way than what Bo thinks he's maybe possibly seeing. I mean, I would believe what Bo sees. I would look at what Bo sees and say, I also see what Bo sees, but I don't know what he sees.
So, I think we'll get what Bo saw eventually. I don't know if it'll be the next map.
Everyone,
it could just be that they were working on it and they're like, let's put these assets in there.
It could just be detritus left from some build or it's repurposed. Like, there's a lot of stuff in Heroes that are labeled like StarCraft tumor burp. And it's like, it looks like a StarCraft. It's labeled like a StarCraft. And it's because they're just taking the assets, you know, wholesale from the other games and plopping them right in their Heroes project.
Well, okay. This all sounds good.
And what about you? You got any predictions yet?
Yeah. I think that this is, if we do get a new map, I think that they use this as a chance to put one in, and it doesn't necessarily have to coincide with if Coffin Girl makes it in, but to put in something that is related to the way the Nexus stuff's playing out. So some kind of Neo Stormwind realization or something that has to do with this whole Ravenlord business, torn timeline looking stuff where, you know, clearly this is Stormwind, but it's from a different reality. Like something like that. And I wouldn't even mind if it was Neo Stormwind generally, because I think that's a very cool concept. But something like that, especially if they do, if that other character pops, I'm almost all in on a map coming that takes advantage of that. And that isn't just themed on an IP.
You know what would be incredible? Mm. You just gave me an idea. And I don't think they would ever do this because this sounds like a lot of work. But one of my favorite games of all time is a game called Chrono Trigger. Near the end, you fight a boss that as you fight him, he warps you through time. You fight him throughout time during the fight. What if they did a map that was like Stormwind? And as you're doing the map, it fluctuates between different versions of Stormwind. So sometimes it looks like Castle Warcraft Stormwind. Sometimes it looks like a futuristic city. Sometimes it looks like, you know, Diablo spires and stuff like that. Sometimes it's steampunk and the map changes while you're on it to show that like all this stuff is like merging together and mixing. Mm. I would love that.
Yeah, I'd play everything about that. That'd be great.
Good idea.
Yeah. Maybe they could put it, maybe they could make it so it gets played once in a while, because right now I still haven't played the new Hanamura. I still haven't seen it. I don't know what's going on, or the fixed, like, the new dragon thing or the new garden thing. I haven't played that either. Now, I'm not playing 3 hours a night. I understand. You know, if I was, I surely would have run into it by now, but I think I played enough games. I should have seen it by now. I think it's very weird that I haven't seen either of those things. I have like a 2 in 7 chance of seeing it. It's pretty.
If you want to play those maps, Scott,
yeah,
you just need to find a little girl with a tattoo on her back.
Okay.
That points the direction to New Hanamura.
Okay.
And avoid Dennis Hopper.
I like the reference a lot. You made me snort.
You and maybe 8 other people who know what we're talking about.
Not many of you got that.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah, I don't think they got that one in Canada. Speaking of Dennis Hopper, by the way, I picked up on Blu-ray, or actually I didn't pick it up. A fan sent me
I assume it's Waterworld.
Yeah, it 4 is. Copies of Waterworld. They're sitting right over here.
They're really?
Blu-rays. And he sent them as, first of all, he wants us to sack it because it's never streaming. But the other reason was to make sure anyone who didn't have a high-def version had one. I already did. But then also any that we don't have to keep, we will give away to somebody who's, you know, some fan for a contest or whatever. But it's the greatest, worst movie, dude. I love, love, love Waterworld so much.
I adore that movie.
I want to watch it now. Yeah, but that girl had a whole map on her back, dude. That was the thing. Did. Yeah.
That's how you found dry land.
You ever
parents found it and they were like, let's put a tattoo on our daughter and send her out into the world.
It's because of that movie that anytime I have a piece of paper in my hand and there's people around, I go, you ever seen paper? And then we go through that whole paper, look at it, paper.
Oh, the smell of it.
It's so good. All right. Anyways, what are we doing? Map predictions. Okay, those are our predictions. Feature predictions. Do we finally get the promise last year, we should have had this by now, but all the promises made about ranking and matching are still not completely integrated into the game.
The performance-based matchmaking,
yes,
as it were. PBBM. Performance-based.
PBBM. Peanut Butter Bowel Movement. No?
And those are ones that you got to deal with for a while.
I'll tell you what, a good bidet will take care of it. But anyway, Bo, so... Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do we finally see that to fruition, or are they going to have to make weird excuses up there about it? Because people aren't real happy how that rolled out.
Are they still going to release it or not? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. That was a huge part of their BlizzCon last year, though. They talked about it like crazy on stage.
Because we've been talking about a new generation of ranked modes. If they're serious about a new generation of ranked mode, do they invest any further in developing this, you know, the performance-based matchmaking?
Right.
When fundamentally we're going to shift some things.
Yeah.
I think that's gone. I don't know for sure.
Really?
I think it's dead. I mean, it may be re-pushed this year, but... Let's face it. Like, we know the teams that work at Blizzard take great pride in the work that they do, and anything like that, even from the Heroes team, as cynical as you want to be, doesn't feel good for them. You know, like, oh, we have this big feature, we're super excited, doesn't make it into the game, and now we're at next BlizzCon, and they just announce it again, performance based Matt. Like, I don't think they want to do that personally, and I don't think it's going to be a big thing this year, but. That's just my gut telling me that. It could be wrong completely.
Okay. I hope you're wrong just because I think that's a really important thing to the game. John, what do you think? Are they going to double down on it? Are they going to just ignore it? Are they not going to bring it up? Hope we forgot about it. Is it the dance studio of Heroes of the Storm?
I think it's one of those things where it will come to the game eventually, but I agree with Bo. Nobody likes the messaging that is, remember the thing we announced last year? We're talking about it again, and it's been a year and it didn't happen. It just never looks good. I mean, unless you've... And everybody knows that they tried it and pulled it. And so it's not a case where you can say, oh, it's just been a year and it hasn't been ready yet. It's a case of, we tried it, it didn't work, we pulled it, and now we're a year later, and... what do we do?
Mm.
I think they focus on cool new stuff that's new and exciting and upbeat, and it still comes out at some point eventually. But I just don't think you go out there, unless they're going to do a real snarky slide like the Warcraft team used to do, where it'd be like, performance-based matchmaking, and then in big font, again, with a bunch of exclamation points. You know, if they lean into it heavily enough, maybe. But I think it's probably a bit of a sore spot, and I think maybe you just don't talk about it. Maybe focus on what's new and exciting and fun rather than something that's already been announced.
In terms of features, I think the main focus is going to be on the new role system and a dearth of reworks to take heroes and fit them into roles more appropriate for the new role system.
Mm.
Maybe killing specialists altogether. Something along that, like, I think, you know, last year we saw the stealth update and stealth change, and that change, we got reworks for all the stealth heroes. I think this means it's a role update, and we're going to see role adjustments for heroes. Mm. On top of that, I'd add, hopefully we get some news about clans, or maybe some preliminary plans about the future of ranked that isn't performance-based matchmaking.
Yeah.
There was a roadmap a little while ago, but it's been a minute since I've seen it, so I'm just going to rely on whatever they announce at BlizzCon to be the new roadmap for the next year.
Yeah.
But hopefully we see some new ideas for ranked, but new maps, new heroes, and the new role system, they might have a lot of plans to breathe, you know, fresh life into the 2018-2019 meta of the game year, of that season.
Yeah.
Including, I just think we get a lot of quality of life business.
I'm going to go out on a limb. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I got a prediction.
Yeah.
I think mine is we had that mode, that escape from Braxis, the single player mode.
Oh, right.
And I think that was very healthy for the game back when they did that. I know a lot of people who don't play this game regularly that logged in to check it out because it was a cool chance to play some heroes without some of the stuff that intimidated them. And I remember back when we did the shows around that time, I said, I hope we don't hear anything about this for a while, because I think if this becomes its own mode, they need to do it right. They need to make it a big thing and they need to lean into it. And I can see with all the story, Nexus story stuff they've been doing, maybe a new single player bit of content is the big thing that all of this is leading to with the Raven Lord and stuff like that. And maybe that's where that goes, as a cool way to onboard people that maybe don't want to play a MOBA, but want to play as these characters interacting with each other. Mm. So I'm predicting we see the return of single player something at the BlizzCon.
Yeah, I do too. And I think if I was to go out on a limb, it's not much of a limb, but it, I think, is parallel to your prediction or your desire to see that. And that would be better account progression. I don't know what form that takes, but something more than what it is currently. And what it is right now is fine and is serviceable and does what it needs to do. But I would love to feel more like I was having meaningful progression when I log in, when I play, when I am encouraged to come back later, like just more of that. Now, is some of that going to be weird free-to-play stuff I kind of hate in a lot of games, like login bonuses and stuff like that? Maybe. But I'd like to just feel like every time I get into Heroes, I'm making additional progress towards something, toward higher levels. Even if just if it's just numbers going up, that's even okay. Turns out that's what a lot of video games are in the end, is numbers going up and then filling in the gaps between the numbers, really, which is a little disheartening if you think about what video games actually are sometimes. But anyway, my point is, I just want my account to feel more like a living, breathing, growing part of the game.
Yeah.
And right now it's just a number, and I don't like the number very much. I think it's just kind of boring. I'd like more than that, something more cosmetic or something just more compelling about my overall account growth in the game. And I'd like to see that, especially for people like Bo, played 10,000 games. That should really show something in the game. I don't know what, but it should show something. Like, yeah. You should have an EP in as big as the Empire State Building, dude. Mm.
Just growing. I right kind of like that. Profile.
I kind of like that it doesn't, but that's me.
Yeah, you don't. You're not. You, but okay, so
I like progression gaming. I just don't. Not in my PvP game. I think I don't like it as much in PvP.
If we've learned anything from, well, it's actually a pretty good point. But if we've learned anything from the proliferation of games like Fortnite in particular, it's that a free-to-play game makes most of its money, and in their case, all of their money, from stroking the E-pain. by letting Sure. you get dances and emotes and skins and things that would be impossible to get otherwise. But because you're such a good player, you're unlocking these things left and right, and you're paying for battle passes and all of that. I guess I don't have a problem with Blizzard capturing some of that, even if some of that isn't as interesting to me personally.
Right.
I think that the game could just use some of that, and it would draw.
Yeah, well,
more
players. think about that Halloween event.
Yeah,
that's basically a free battle pass. Like, if the game could, they'd ask you for $5 in order to do the quest line to get the mounts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's like, true.
The rewards could have used to be a little bit better, but
I'm saying in principle, yeah. The equation's the same, except that was free and it only lasted 2 weeks. They really need to stop. I think their timelines on stuff are way too short, including seasons and events lasting 2 weeks like that. But essentially, it's a 2-week battle pass that you didn't have to pay for. You just have to play the game.
Right.
But the principle. The principle is the same, is that you're playing games because, you know, like Scott mentioned, there's some progression tied to the account. The problem is the progression is 2 weeks. When Scott finally decides to play, it's over.
Yeah.
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 Like that's for Scott and for players who, you don't have to play this game every day to be a legit player. You can play once a week, 5 games, and your time counts and you're welcome into the game. It'd be nice if that progression or something along those lines carried over,
right.
Which is, I think, what you're
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I, well, what I'm absolutely not saying, though, is that somebody with your games under your belt or somebody like Kyle's playing at this incredible level and all of that, I don't think that they, I'm not saying trophy for everyone. I think they've earned, you know, they're earning the path that they're blazing. I just want that path to be more interesting.
Yeah. Whatever I, like I understood is. It as not like we're not having, it's not, you're not saying that we don't have enough rewards. It's that, you know, make it enticing to me to want, yeah. Like, there's a reason that you kind of get hooked into these things. It reminds me of Warframe and something as simple as wanting to farm the materials for a new weapon so I don't have to buy it with money, but I can craft it. It's kind of appealing, mm-hmm. and it gets me logging in. You know, this is a weird little thing, a little mini game. And I don't know how we do that in Heroes, but I had a weird thought that if they did add single player content, they could do something along those lines. Like Hearthstone is really taking the single player content, I think, more and more seriously. Mm-hmm. I played Slay the Spire today. That game is, it's the best card.
Yeah, it's really good.
That is like just,
I wish it wasn't so damned ugly, though. It's so freaking ugly.
That's my big problem with it, too.
It's ugly, but it's fun. Like, I found some new card interactions, a way to be OP with the Ironclad. And, like, I'm playing the same game over and over again, but I come back and I'm rewarded with sort of new knowledge and new things. And it's different every time. Like, it's cool.
It's great.
And, you know, if we do, we have a large single, there's a large versus AI component to the people who play this game. And, you know, PvP snubs may look down their nose at it, but they're customers. They'll buy skins. They'll pour money into it. What if there's a single player mode with regular content drops on the scale of something like the Hearthstone expansions always having a single player component being different every time? Not a brawl, because you can't put months of work into brawls, but hey, pay $10 and unlock a new wing in Neo Stormwind. There's like Neo Stockades. And it's all like prison guards on roller skates or something, you know, like whatever it is, like, and that could be repeatable content. It could be randomized. This is the company that has Diablo under their house. After all, we don't have to have the same static map like we did in the brawl. I think there's a lot we could do, a lot that could be done to bring the single player game.
Yeah. And Blizzard they're lords of progression. Like, nobody does it like they do and have for as long as they have. They've inspired entire genres, including the MOBA genre. Like, they know it better than anybody, and I just feel like they should be leading in that regard.
Look at the dumb amount of time you and I poured into co-op commanders in StarCraft 2, where the progression and reward was to unlock units from StarCraft 2. Like, that's what you were unlocking. You were unlocking stuff that's in the game. But because they've constructed this mode around it, they've constructed a thing where you're like, oh my gosh, I get weird little roach buses. I need to get that, and like weird like ways to cheat the mechanics, like Artanis, when I got to the part where it's like, oh, I guess I'm only building pylons to power things now. I don't need it for supply anymore. That felt like the most OP, amazing unlock of my life. And it's a mechanic. It's not a skin. It's not a hat. It's not a little dog to follow me around. It was we're going to break the rules for you. And it felt incredible. And
co-op commanders is really good, and I wish we could three-player it with Scott.
I know.
Can they? Is that only a two-player co-op thing? Is that all you can do?
Only two players versus AI. So, but it's John and I have spent a lot of time just playing that, him and me, and it's fun.
Yeah. How
many times have we done that stupid train map? Like 80 times. Like, we have it memorized. It's like, still, I'm gonna get 2% on Kerrigan's Q attack. Woo!
Yeah, it's worth it.
I've been hovering over it. I've been thinking about playing again this week. The itch is back for some.
You got a little itch?
Yeah. We still laugh at the dumb jokes. We've heard them 100 times, and it's still like...
still funny.
A little... what's his name? Egon?
Yeah. The tea is for Terezin.
He gets out there and starts drugging out on people, and it still makes us laugh.
That's who I want in the game too, is Terezin infested Egon Stetman.
Yeah, I was gonna say, there's some stuff in the StarCraft universe we haven't tapped yet. Sometimes it feels like we've emptied Diablo of all possible hero options, but I feel like StarCraft, certainly Warcraft, but StarCraft still has plenty of stuff to pull out.
Lots of StarCraft
and we need Donnie Vermillion as an announcer.
Yes,
most
please.
Requested thing from me, number one with a bullet, Donnie Vermillion announcer pack.
Yeah,
same.
And maybe a roach bus by the name of Larry the Roach Bus. I just want to make, if there's no way he's listening, but the creator of Slay the Spire, if you're listening, hire an artist, because right now it looks like you had your seventh grade friend sitting next to you in detention who was carving like Iron Maiden into his desk before you gave him this job is not cutting it.
Just hire Scott and just use the stuff he's already made.
Yeah. Oh, who? He's I like, don't even care.
It's a thousand times better than what's in there.
Like, I'd just take anything.
Take his Mario and his Deckard Cain and just put those pictures in the game.
Because your gameplay is so good. Like, you've so got it right. Like, you've made me not interested in anything else that has cards in it because I like your game so much. Go get an artist. My gosh.
Yeah, make the cards prettier, too. Like, the cards are so, like, here's a red rectangle with... with something drawn in like logo. Like, why am I playing this? It's so good.
Phrase yes in the chat room says, okay, hiring an artist. Kidding, not the creator of that. Meh. No, we would have figured you weren't.
We love your game.
Yeah, thanks for your game, Phrase yes. All right. What else? Any other thoughts about predictions? You guys want to throw out there?
The one thing I always have under my hat, but I shouldn't hype myself over, is just some big shocking announcement, something out of left field. I always suspect Blizzard of doing more than they actually do, because I assume like 80% of stuff gets canceled. So I feel like there's just like some crazy big announcement that could happen for Heroes.
Yeah, could be.
And Diablo 4. Diablo 4, please. I know it's not coming, but still.
No, our expectations have been tempered, but I still think it's weird that they've got the Mythic stage right after the keynote. There's something going on there.
There's something going on. Maybe a new RTS.
Set in the Diablo world? I don't know about that. But
just generally. Oh. It's RTS time.
Well, maybe. They have that. The whole Mythic stage says, what's next for Diablo? And it's right after the keynote. So if Diablo gets that full treatment, like everyone does when their new game comes out, this is where Overwatch holds their thing when they announce Overwatch. This is what happens when WoW announces a new expansion. They get the Mythic stage right after the keynote. Diablo's getting the keynote, Mythic stage right after. They have to have something, and it can't just be, look at this version on the Switch, you guys. Like, it's not that. It's got to be something else.
Is it Diablo 1 and 2 and the Diablo 3 engine, something like that?
Maybe. I mean, I'd play that. If you're asking,
I would play that too. I mean, I'd be happy to have new content and happy to replay those games when did Diablo come out? With 2008 graphics,
2012, so not quite
2012 graphics. You know, I'd still be happy to
okay
it.
With just something that upscaled to a resolution that was halfway decent, because I wanted to play those games again recently, and it was just in this like tiny window that was like looking at a postage stamp, and I was just like.
Yeah, like, they locked it. You got to remember, when that thing launched, I think they may have gone to 1024 by 768 by the time Lords of Destruction launched, but the original Diablo 2...
got to 800 by 600, yes. And that was the biggest it got.
That was the maximum, and everybody complained to high heaven because they were like, why are you locking at this? When they had all these excuses why, and they did the same thing with StarCraft 1, all these reasons why that they had to lock it at a certain resolution for, you know, competitive reasons or something, and yeah, it was awful. Like, even then, it was bad. This is like 2001 or whatever. We had games that were higher resolution and looking way better than this on PCs. So it really bugged me then, but it would not bother me at all now if they basically skinned that whole game in Diablo 3 clothes.
And then put it in the adventure mode and then added new classes and the playable Diablo 3 class. Like, just, it's just content in the Diablo 3 engine. Play Diablo 1, 2, or 3, adventure mode, go everywhere in the entire Diablo.
Yeah.
Like, that would be worth not having Diablo 4 for. I would be playing tons of Diablo if this was the case.
It would totally tide me over. Yeah. Clearly, they've got big stuff they're working on. It's just what we're going to get this year is really a mystery to me. The fact that they have the stage right after is freaking funky if they're going to temper those expectations. I don't get it. Anyway. Here's some stuff coming up the week of BlizzCon that people should be aware of. Just about every year, Frog Pants, that is to say me and anyone who considers himself a Frog Panther, hangs out with the A-Move guys, that being Garrett Weinzierl, Kyle Ferguson, and others, at the Bowling Alley there in Anaheim. We're doing that again this year. Last year, we kind of had a meetup thing back at the Hilton. This year, it's back to the Bowling Alley. That's Thursday night. I don't know what time any of that starts or ends. It goes pretty late. But if you want to swing by there and check us out and say hi, absolutely do. We'll all be there at one point or another. And I'm looking forward to that. We're also part of the World of Podcasts, Calm Before the Storm stuff.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. They're doing it Friday night this year.
Oh.
Right after our core thing. So if you go to watch us at core from 6 to 8 p.m., bowling's right after at 9.
Are they?
We might walk Friday. On the core and go right there then.
Yeah. We don't usually bowl. You just go hang out. But it's at a bowling alley. Technically, I guess you can bowl if you can get a lane. But yeah, okay, that's cool. I'm trying to think. Well, that
I might have a bowling burger this year.
I don't think that jacks anything up on my end. I think we're good. Okay, yeah, Friday night it sounds like then. So Friday night, meet us there. Frog Pants A-Move, the bowling alley in Anaheim, California.
We don't ever sleep during BlizzCon. Who needs sleep?
One of us might.
I slept a lot.
Did you? I do okay. There was one year I didn't do okay. It was the year I roomed with Dan. There was one time where I couldn't get my hotel key to work at, like, the sun was coming up and I hadn't been home yet. And I'm knocking on the door really loud. And then finally Dan heard it and just opened the door. And I thought, oh, man, he's going to be so mad I woke him up this late. And he just goes, hey, man. And then I just come in and that was it.
He's never mad. He'd want to, he'd just pull out a game of Carcassonne and sit up on the table and get ready to go. Yeah. Like, he's ready to roll, man.
Dan is great. I loved rooming with him. He's just like, oh, yeah, sorry, man, I didn't hear you. And then we watched Family Guy for a little while till he fell asleep. And then I was like, I should sleep too, because I've got like an hour before I have to get up again.
Yeah, that's bad news. How many years ago was that? It wasn't that long ago. I remember that Dan trip.
2 years ago?
Yeah, something like that. Well, what else? World Podcast mentioned that. Oh, yeah, and we're going to be doing like some pre-panel stuff there like we did last year. So go check that out. Calm Before Thursday the Storm, night. Thursday night. Yeah. That is absolutely Thursday.
Actually, we're all on the Heroes panel. Scott's hosting it.
Yeah.
Bo and I are on it.
Yeah.
Wait, is it still a maybe for Scott?
No, I'm doing it. I'm good.
Okay.
I have wish I could just say it out loud, but I can't yet. There's a thing that's happening possibly... Not possibly. There's a thing that's absolutely happening and Thursday could get affected by it, but I'm pretty sure it's earlier because the thing for World of Podcasts is later. But Ro, if you're listening and you're wondering why I haven't replied to your DMs yet, it's because of this. There's a little bit of, there's a little flotation right now. There's a little bit of bubbly hoop.
I but can't Core say will be there is. In some capacity.
Oh yeah, for sure. Cool. I would love to make it just like it's always been. So my plan right now is it's all going to be the way it always is. Worst case scenario, if this other thing I can't talk about bumps it for me, then that just probably means Bo or John or someone will take the lead and it'll be fine.
We have plenty of experienced panelists there, so it's fine. We hope that you can make it, but
yeah,
Core will be there as well as a lot of your other favorites.
Lords of the Storm, I understand, will be there.
And Into the Nexus will be there.
Yeah,
and be that there. Bacon guy who's a grandmaster. Hopefully he mentions that
bacon
it.
Bacon guy?
I've played with Bacon, actually.
I've played with games. Bacon, too. Yeah,
he's nice. I like him. He's a baker, I think.
But I just like that you referred to him as that Bacon guy.
That Bacon guy. It's like saying that Bo Schwartz guy. I like it. Yeah. So, yeah. So, all of us, probably, will be there. And that should be really good. So, check out that schedule. Bo will be eating a burger in a bush at some point. So, watch for that.
We're gonna
there may be now a religious site, and so there may be some ceremony around the bush at some point. Don't know. TBD on the time.
We'll do a check Twitter. Impromptu D&D encounter from a bush. I like that idea. Also, we mentioned the Hero streaming stage thing that's absolutely happening now on Friday, and there are other secrets I can't talk about. So there's that.
Gosh dang it, Scott.
Are you looking?
Only I can be you with all the secrets.
I just can't. It's so hard because it's hard to talk around it. I kind of hate it. I wish they would just let me say. But anyway, hey, here's the other thing. What was I going to say? Oh, is there anything from this con you want the most? Forget about it being specific to Heroes or anything else. What is the number one thing you want to hear out of J. Allen Brack's mouth? Because that's probably who you're going to hear it from this year. More than any other year.
The thing I want most, more than anything, is the Diablo 4 announcement, which has not happened.
Or so, whatever's next.
Number two is Donnie Vermillion. Jalen Brax up there being like, guess what? BlizzCon is Donnie Vermillion! And there's just a panorama of Donnie Vermillion picture. Now that you mentioned it, I'm like,
I know. He's so good. I don't know why I forget it, because every time I think about it, I'm like, freaking A, if Donnie Vermillion gets added to Heroes of the Storm, they could start selling it. Wouldn't have to be free anymore. You could put a price tag on that sucker.
Yeah.
Donnie Vermillion is the best.
The thing I'm looking forward to most is seeing my friends, you guys, which are also my friends.
I was going to say, your friends, and John and Scott, everyone else. And then everyone else.
They're friends. Friends in the community, friends who listen to the show, sure. Friends who don't listen to the show, who just see you there because you're there. And, you know, new friends, old friends, all the friends.
I wish I could get as excited as the chat room, or one person in the chat room, seems to be about Classic. I just can't get excited about WoW Classic.
No, me neither.
I'm having a hard time at the very moment being excited about WoW Prime. So how am I supposed to get super stoked about WoW Classic? I don't know.
Hey, we're going to give you a demo, and I just want to yell, I demoed it for 2 years!
Yeah, and you kind of kept demoing it in BC.
It's for a specific audience, and that might not be you guys.
That's, I know, and awesome. I 100% respect that, and I am so happy that they're getting this thing they want. I really am, like, for real. I think that's great. But I think that I just know myself enough to know that once I get in there, and I will, I'll check it out depending on how they do it, and certainly for the free access they're going to do for BlizzCon, I'm absolutely going to check it out. But I know what I'm going to feel. I'm going to go, oh, okay, well, yeah, this is how we used to play it, and then they incrementally made this game better and more modern, so I'm going to play the better and more modern one. That's what I'm going to do. Who am I kidding?
The thing I'm wondering is just how much quality of life they add into it, right? They're not just, they've got to, do some modifications to bring it up to code.
Yeah.
Right? Or they just, it's Blizzard. They can't just let it out like a turd. It's not their stuff. They make a good experience, even if it's an old one, right?
Yeah, and I'm glad that they have it as a thing for people to get excited about. I mean, the truth is, BFA is in a little bit of a weird twist right now, and I'm excited about this event because I think this event will shed a lot of light on their plans for it moving forward. It's a great time to talk about the state of it and the next patch and everything. So I have high hopes for all of that, but the fact that these people who really want Classic are getting the thing they wanted, I'm stoked for those guys, man. I just don't know if I got time. I just don't know if I have the drive for it.
What are you looking forward to the most then, Scott?
I'm with you on the Diablo thing. I've tempered my expectations, as most have, based on their blog posts. So now I'm kind of in limbo there. But that was my number one thing. Whatever's next for Diablo, call it 4 or Eternal or whatever they were going to call it, whatever it was going to be, the mainline mega ship Diablo game is what I was most excited about. Because that's not happening, probably just having my curiosity answered to what they'll do instead, because they're clearly going to do something there. If they didn't have the stage right after the keynote, which I know I mentioned before multiple times, but if they didn't have that, I wouldn't be thinking this way. The fact that they tempered the expectations but are still doing main stage right after the keynote is weird.
Right. So they didn't say have no expectations. They said we want to bring it in a little bit, which to me, my big conspiracy theory is it's not Diablo 4, but you guys should still be excited. Don't get rid of all your excitement. Just, we don't want you to be disappointed because it's not exactly the thing you think it is.
It's tap Diablo.
I also want to point out there's a very good book out there if you like Diablo lore called The Book of Cain. It came out right before Diablo 3 did, and it was kind of like a teaser of story elements you were going to hear about in Diablo 3. It talked a lot about the Silver Arch, and it talked a lot about Asmodan and Sadia and all of that, and it was like, as I read it, I thought, oh, I kind of get an idea of what Diablo 3 is going to be about. Well, there's a book called The Book of Adria that's coming out right after BlizzCon. It was gonna come out before and it got pushed back to right after, so my money is on an expansion, but that is setting the bar exactly one rung lower.
Yeah,
so
100% with you that if it's an expansion, I will be very happy. I won't be as happy as I am about a brand new thing, but also an expansion means I'll probably play it a lot quicker. And I'm in for more content for Diablo, regardless of its current incarnation. I think 3 is great. I just think they're not doing anything new for it. So bring in more and I'm good. So that would be great. I would love that. But also, I'm very, another huge curiosity I have is I'm very curious about what they do with Overwatch this year, given that it's kind of a known quantity. It is what it is. They release a hero here and there. They add a map here and there and maybe some game modes or whatever. They had their successful first year of their new league and everything, and that's all good. But it just feels like there is room for something big from them. It's been long enough for that game to sort of simmer and grow and solidify. I think now would be an interesting time for them to announce single-player content or additional ways to play the game or offshoots on mobile or something out, like whatever it is. Like, I really am very curious about what that team does.
Digital product.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Now, all that being said, I would kill for like a StarCraft universe game that isn't StarCraft. I don't know what that would be. I got a million ideas about what I'd want it to be, but XCOM is one idea. That's that style of turn-based strategy I would kill for. I don't think they're into doing that, but if they did,
Marines of War.
Oh my gosh, dude. That'd be so good. Secondly, in that universe, give me a freelancer style space trader smuggle.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Everybody with their accents, and you're basically a Jim Raynor.
Yeah, treating with Zagara. I'll give you 10,000 creds for those creep tubers.
I want this so bad. Yeah, she'll just poop out.
Her little flap opens to pay you. Like, it'd be so good.
She could kill you. She could choose to kill you with whatever comes out of her flap instead, because, you know, there's your choices have real repercussions in this game. But I just love the idea.
Will it be a baneling?
I mean, even if all of it was just, I've got a ship, I'm kind of like Jim Raynor, I fly and do missions, I'm Han Solo there in that world, I got to fight off some Zerg sometimes. Ugh. I'm playing
you. As long as it has dialogue trees, and you know how Telltale always had the stay silent option?
Yeah.
I just want one of the dialogue options to always be, this is Jimmy.
There, see? You've put frosting on the perfect cake. So anyway, those are all the things I hope for. We'll see. But mainly to concur with Bo, getting to see friends and co-hosts and all my nerdy friends and get to hang out is my favorite bit of this event. So very much looking forward to Bush Burgers with Bo. All right. We should now do something. Oh, you know, I don't even think I have a thing for this anymore. What did we used to play for?
It sounded like Peter and the Wolf.
I don't remember. Oh, is it little right? Was that it?
No, it's bum 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 bum.
No, you're right. Okay, I'm gonna find it. Hold on, everybody. We're gonna see. I took it out of the rotation because we haven't done it so long. And now when people hear it, they're going to be excited, but I don't want to give it away until I play it. So this is all very confusing. Let's see if I can find it.
You mean you don't think I gave it away with my amazing spot on in person?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. How about this? No.
Here's Mil.
No. 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 Wait. No.
No.
No. No. I'm going to find it. No. All right, we're going with that one for now.
Welcome to Next Jeopardy!
What? Oh my gosh. Whoa.
Following the footsteps of the famous video game company Blizzard Entertainment, the developers here at Blue Hole have decided to re-release Next Jeopardy as a classic version. That's right, Next Jeopardy is powered by Blue Hole. Eat blue, need a hole. Blue Hole's got you covered. Find out more at bluehole.com.
Fantastic.
All right, welcome back to Next Jeopardy, John and Scott, the game show that's here to help you remember what talent names are and skill names and heroes' names so that you can be more knowledgeable. Remember?
Right. Yeah, no, I remember how this works. Yep. John had
it. All right. I thought if we gave it some time, the excitement would come back. I was wrong.
I was going to say, John, how are you feeling about Next Jeopardy? I love Next Jeopardy, so I'm in. I'm excited.
All right, so it's a classic edition, which means we're not going to do the map mechanics. It's been a while since we played, so we want to keep it basic. Scott, your core has 25 health. John, ditto for you. Your core has 25 health.
25? And, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so if you answer a question correct, you deal damage to the enemy's core, but if you get it wrong, you deal damage to your own core.
Okay.
All right, and so there's four questions in each category with an ascending amount of damage, 1, 2, 3, 4, that they do in each lane. I'm going to give you the category names now. In the top lane, it's a classic talent that seems generous. And that and you'll see in your notes, it'll be there to remind you. So the question, meaning the answer, is the talent name, okay? You have to guess the name of the talent. In the mid lane, it's I taunt a putty tat. I did taunt a putty tat. And the answer here is a taunt line, and you have to guess the hero name that says the taunt line.
Okay.
The last one is the Shape of Slaughter. And basically, it's about shapes in Heroes of the Storm, and you have to guess the ability or heroic name that makes the shape on the ground. Okay. There's a lot of shapes now in Heroes.
Okay.
Heroes. And it's a pun on the Shape of Water. You get it?
Yeah.
The fish, that
one. Fish it, doing it all right.
With
fish man.
One of us sleeping with a fish.
Right.
Yeah, sleeping with Murky. So, in the bubble. Scott.
Yeah.
How do we? Someone pick higher than 50 or lower. I'm going to roll to see who gets map control first.
Higher than 50 or lower than 50?
Yeah. Do you want higher or lower?
I'll take higher than 50.
Okay.
I'll take lower, bro.
Yeah. So I rolled an 18. John starts with map control. Let the games begin. Okay. Oh, and a reminder, it's possible to get loot boxes in this game. Although they may not work right because of the old style.
Not that classic. Classic enough. Right. I'll take I taunt a putty tat.
Okay, for the merc camp, one core damage.
I guess.
The hero name is what we're looking for.
Okay.
Never mess with a mother. Remember, you got to buzz in.
Straza. Beep. Who is Alex Straza?
You got the question right.
Congratulations. That was fast.
That's one damage. Remember, Scott, you can buzz in too, right? It's
We can both buzz in.
Bam, bam.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's not necessarily John that has to answer the question. It's whoever buzzes in first.
John was correct.
Okay. So you're going to get a loot box for that. Let's see what loot you box. Got.
Yeah.
Wow. I rolled a 1, the lowest possible roll.
That's good, right? That's right.
You've got an ancient AOL CD with 33 days of internet.
Yes, finally.
That is the lowest item on the table that I've made. It does nothing, except you have the free internet.
That is underrated and undervalued because we used to tear those out of magazines and huck them in the store I worked at.
Oh, yeah. They were great little Frisbees. Yeah.
And they would go through those ceiling tiles like razor blades. They would just leave little slits when you threw them through the ceiling tiles. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
Somewhere there's a building with a bunch of AOL CDs up in the roof. Anyway.
You have map control, sir.
Yeah. I taunt a putty tat.
Okay. This is for 2 core damage.
Okay.
Remember, either player can buzz in if they know who the hero is.
Right.
From one thing. No, 10,000 things.
Beep.
I heard Scott first.
You did?
Oh, he's so cheap.
Who is Illidan?
Incorrect.
Damn
That's
it.
2 damage to your own core.
Damn it.
Beep.
Wait,
did,
can he say now?
Yep.
Who is Karazim?
Oh, sorry.
Incorrect.
Crap.
It's not Karazim?
Yeah. So the answer is, because you both got it wrong, I will reveal it. It's Hanzo.
Oh, Hanzo?
Oh, one thing. No, 10,000 things.
Yeah, that sounds like some Hanzo shit.
Yeah, it does.
All right, you retain map control, John. Continue on.
Let's keep going. I taunt a putty tat because I'm better at remembering hero names than anything else.
Okay, remember, you both can buzz in if you know it.
Okay.
Hammer down!
Oh,
Scott?
Who is Muradin?
No, incorrect.
What?!
3 damage to your own core.
Horse poop!
Beep? Is it Reinhardt?
Incorrect. Three damage to your own core.
He's the one who says it, though.
Yeah, but someone else says it in his stead.
Yirel says, "Ham out of down."
Your impression was bad. I'm gonna blame the host.
Really? Ham out of down? Should I have done it? Ham out of down. I'm a girl. Ham out of down.
Yeah,
I'm a girl. Hammer down. All I'm right. A girl. Okay. All right.
I taunt a putty tat.
Okay, this is the last one. This is for 4 damage, so crap. Think carefully before you answer it, okay?
Yeah.
You're gonna hate this. I'm just saying this now. Get her out of zoots!
What?
Get her out of zoots! Get her out of zoots! Get at zoots!
Yeah, you saying it more, not...
It's a taunt line from a character in the game.
You
don't
look
have
it up to
you
make
don't sure have to answer.
Genetically,
get at zoots. Yep.
Who is Karazim?
No, incorrect. 4 damage to yourself.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? Let's take the hit. Who is Mal'Ganis?
Incorrect.
Okay.
4 damage to yourself. Who is it?
Get at zoots. It's Phoenix.
Oh.
What?
What? He's a robot.
Load
man.
Up the game and have a look at it. It's G E R R space A H T space Z U T Z. I don't know what it means. It's one of his taunt lines.
Well, <they'll>
get on
you.
Zoots.
All right.
All right. You thought taunt a putty tat was going to be the easy one. Yeah. It turns out.
I do. I don't think we're. Difficult. I think you're going to have a bunch of confused faces for the other two.
John, you lost an opportunity. He says, you thought I was going to be the hard one. You're supposed to say, I did. I did think that would be the easy one. You know, because of the putty tat.
I didn't want to give him the satisfaction.
Yeah, why would you?
All right. The Shape of Slaughter and Talent, that seems generous, remain.
Let's do the Shape of Slaughter.
Okay. Remember, the answer is an ability name or a heroic, not a talent, okay?
Okay. We all know those.
Yeah.
This circle shape of electricity appears around you for 2.5 seconds and deals a small amount of damage to enemies with it every 0.25 seconds.
I know what it is, but I don't know the name.
I know the ability, but I don't know the name. This is exactly what I said was going to happen, Bo.
Do you both pass?
Well, no, hold on. Yeah, do we have a timer?
I mean, I'll give you a minute to mull it over. 30 seconds, I admit it's way too
okay,
yes, John seeped in.
Mephisto's Ring.
That is not the name of the talent, and it's about learning the talent name, so I'm sorry.
Okay, I would like to try it.
Okay.
Do I have the right words? Lightning... Lightning.
Lightning Nova.
Lightning Nova.
Correct. Lightning Nova.
Oh, God!
Well, freaking done.
Bing, 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 bing.
How mad at me would you be if I said no, Lightning Nova is not what it's called?
Well, I mean, technically, you would be right. There's too many lightnings.
So you got a loot box. I rolled an 18, and that means you get a Band-Aid for your core, healing your core by 1 point.
Let's do it. Let's use it. Can I use it now?
And you dealt 1 damage to John's core. Okay. Yeah, you can use it. It's used right away.
Okay,
my head math is correct. Scott is now ahead by 1, right?
Yeah, it's 15 to 14 in favor of Scott and his McDouble.
Totally did. My guy brought me a McDouble.
The whole McDouble.
It's a team effort. Scott is now has the map control, so you can pick. It was
the perfect time to take a burger then.
Talent seems generous. Or I'm picturing Scott on Jeopardy pounding burgers back while he plays.
Bring him on the show with me.
Yeah. Shape of Slaughter or Talent that seems generous.
Shape of Slaughter, please.
Okay. For 2 core damage. When you stand in this large glowing circle that you just put on the ground, you give 40 armor to yourself indefinitely until you leave the area.
Circle?
I can repeat it again if...
Yeah, repeat it, please.
When you stand in this large glowing circle on the ground that you just put there, You give 40 armor to yourself indefinitely until you leave the area.
Beep.
John?
What is White Mane's circle shield?
Incorrect. That's 2 damage to yourself.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You don't have to answer.
I'm not going to answer. I'm not taking any damage from those.
The answer is going to take the high road while I kill myself. On the
answer
air.
Is, what is Sacred Ground by Yurel?
Yurel's shield thing.
I never played it.
Not White Mane's circle thing.
If I knew how to play Yurel, right, I'd feel better.
Maintain map control.
All right, let's do that one again, that category again.
Okay. This is for 3 core damage. Get your buzzers ready.
Okay. Yeah.
This large triangle does damage and roots you. Yeah.
What is... Oh, am I supposed to know the name of the ability or the character?
Name of the ability, please. I know you know what it is, too. I'm sure you know what it is. I said triangle, and you're like, beep, I know triangle.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I know who it is.
Give him a time limit. Give him a damn time limit.
Do I have to have a time limit?
Yep, I'm giving you 15 seconds.
Oh my gosh, dude! Fortitude. Maybe it's just fortitude. Fortitude?
That answer is incorrect.
Three
damage to yourself.
Beep.
Fortitude.
John?
What is Scroll of Sealing?
Correct.
Oh, gosh dang it!
3 damage to Scott's core.
I like Decker Kane, too.
I'm going to take it back.
Yeah, it was called Scroll of Sealing. I know you knew which one I was talking about, Scott. I feel bad, but that's the game.
He's so mad he could eat a bird.
All right. Map control is returned to John. John? What's your category?
Shape of Slaughter, please.
Okay. This green circle swirls around underneath you, and upon reaching climax, heals nearby allies for...
Wait.
I know the shape, but not the name. Burger, you failed me.
Burger,
I was eating you for your knowledge.
But knowledge.
Hold on, I know this. It's Alexstrasza, and it's her... What is... Oh, shit! What is... Oh, my gosh, I had it!
Where's the time limit?
All right. 50, you got called on time. 15 seconds.
Frick.
Oh, you give up?
You're giving me 15? Okay, well, let me think. I knew this. I had it. Oh, no, this is her W.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Frick,
abundance.
Yes, you got it.
My gosh, dude.
The burgers came through. John is down to 8 core. Scott is at 9. What a tight game. Scott, you need a minute?
It's well balanced.
I'm okay. Oh, my gosh. Game. That
bathroom
was
break,
rough.
Bathroom break. We cut to these commercial messages. Airfares brought to you by United.
No, I hate United. We'd never take ads from them.
No. All right. So there's one category remaining. You have map control, Scott. The score is 9-8. You're in the lead.
Okay. Would you like to pick that lane?
What's left? Is it just...
It's talent. That seems generous.
Well, I guess I'll take that lane.
All right. So the answer is the name of a talent.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Remember, these are kind of convoluted, too, so think about them. The artisan who made this artifact was beloved by many people throughout Sanctuary... until he spoke out in favor of Diablo Trump and famously said, real money auction house was a choice.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, yes.
Who is Malthael? It's a talent.
It's a talent name. Let's calm down. All right, everyone calm down. Let's go.
Gosh dang it.
I'm going to read it again. This is a talent name, okay?
This is us. We've gone full classic because Bo has forgotten that he can't ask us talent names or heroic abilities with us actually remembering
it. It's classic. It's Dexterity classic. Yeah. The artisan who made this artifact, looking for the artifact name, underscore artifact, was beloved by many people throughout Sanctuary, hint, Sanctuary, until he spoke out in favor of Diablo Trump and famously said, "Real Money Auction House was a choice. It's a talent on a hero, and since you guys have confounded looks on your faces, I will narrow it to Deckard Cain's talents."
Yeah, that's not going to help me.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
All right, no one's guessing?
Yeah.
All right.
Like classic what is, WoW.
What
I remember
is...
it somewhat fondly, but when you get there, it's not a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What is Kanye's cube, or as it's actually known, Kanye, what is Kanye's cube?
Kanye's cube? Kanye's cube? This is the worst. This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
This is a really bad
Okay,
you
no,
guys
don't
fine. Remember how much I called it the Kanye's cube? Like, we played hundreds of hours
together. I do remember that now. I absolutely totally remember that.
You didn't like my, you know, Diablo Trump and Real Money Auction. I did it for the joke. This one was this one's for the fans.
This was a level one question. It was clearly a level five.
All right, we're moving on to the tower, guys. All Get your buzzers ready.
All right.
For two damage. In 1992, Tim Curry signed on to reprise his role as Pennywise the Clown hunting a Russian Five Guys restaurant in this canceled TV miniseries. And I'll narrow it down to say that it's a Stukov talent because I know it's going to help.
Okay, repeat it.
In 1992, Tim Curry signed on to reprise his role as Pennywise the Clown haunting a Russian Five Guys restaurant in this canceled TV miniseries.
I have no idea. I play that character to death, and I don't know what that is.
John?
John?
Yeah.
The answer is, what is It Hungers?
Oh,
the sequel to It Hungers. Okay.
I feel like Bo does this less to give us trivia and more to just get comments from people on how clever he is.
How dare you? Minus one. it's a good thing we don't have talents in here. All right. So the next one is the fort. Maybe you'll get this one, okay?
Okay.
Short. It's all shorter.
Right.
Every time Miles Lewis picks this talent, he has to pay Bruce Campbell royalties.
Bruce Campbell?
Campbell, sorry.
Oh.
Bruce Wait, Campbell.
Am I supposed to know who Bruce Ash. Campbell is? Yeah, Ash, okay.
Every time Miles Lewis picks this talent, he has to pay Bruce Campbell royalties.
It's going to be something he says or something. Or I guess the name of the talent, too, but...
No, it's... What was the name of the show that he was on that had, like, fire in the name?
Ash and the Evil Dead? Or Ash versus
the
Evil Dead?
No. The other one.
Ash relates to fire.
The one that was on, like, the USA Network.
Oh, where he was the friend. He was, like, the lovable spy friend.
Burn Notice?
Burn Notice.
That's not a talent name.
Maybe.
Seems like someone should buzz in. Oh, Scott, there's a buzz.
What is Burn Notice?
Correct. It's a level 20.
I love that I gave him the answer. And I'm going to lose.
All right, the final question is now the final question before we get to the team fight round and end the game.
All right.
Uh-huh. All right, here it goes. In the 1990s, Mal Ganis took a vacation from Sleepy Demon stuff to become a super fan of this survival horror video game series by Infogrames.
Beep? Wait.
John?
No. Oh, shit.
You beeped. That's a beep. You beeped.
I was feeling very good about it, but I don't think Infogrames did Eternal Darkness.
Remember, this is a talent name on Mal'Ganis, so I really narrowed it down for you there.
Yeah. Infogrames, what? I don't know. I don't remember the company name. I'll just say Eternal Darkness. Not right.
Eternal Darkness is incorrect. You do 4 damage to yourself and have 1 core hit point remaining. Scott, you can choose to answer it or not.
Whoa.
If you know the
Why
answer.
Is that getting loud all of a sudden? Sorry, hold on.
Yeah, it's like somebody was Googling the answer.
I'm not.
Was that? Was it the sounds of this game created by Infogrames?
No, it's Diablo in the background.
Infogrames, French company.
This Diablo track is freaking out. Okay, I don't know.
All right.
Wait. No, I don't know.
All right. The answer to the question is, what is Alone in the Dark?
Oh, Alone in the Dark. I thought that was Interplay or somebody Square. Else.
Oh, maybe Wikipedia Square. Said Infogrames, who originally, I think, maybe developed the game.
The original
probably
game.
Got distributed by somebody like that. Yeah. All right, guys. So we're about to start the team fight round. Do you have some team fight music?
This Diablo track I've been playing is all
right. Short, right? Like, if I take one damage, I'm dead.
Yeah, but I just have to load up the client because the answers might be kind of hard. So basically, the team fight round is you each submit an answer. They have to be different. And they'll do one hit point of damage to each other depending on who gets it right. And the question is, are you ready for it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Name heroes with four fingers.
Chromie.
We don't have to buzz in?
Nope. Everyone submits their own answers. I'm just loading up the heroes client so I can actually look at the models and verify the answers.
Okay.
And then buying time. Let's do a commercial break. Blue hole. Still needs some blue. Still right needs some hole.
At the moment. This is Bo's face all up in that blue hole.
I'm blue. See, blue is great. Just go to bluehole.com.
I think I'm a guy. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay.
Do you know anybody with four fingers, Scott?
Yeah. Tassadar.
All right. Let me verify the correct answers. Just getting the client now. Come on, Kent.
The good thing is it's not causing any lag on your end.
Yeah, he's not. It's no glitch or it's not affecting his latency or anything. It's just fine. By the way, this is the kind
of... Chromie's correct.
Okay. No Tassadar?
And let me check Tassadar. My computer's going nuts.
I like Bo's counting fingers face. Just a man.
Just 1 minute. One minute. 1 minute.
Counting some fingers.
1 minute, guys.
You're fine. Take thine time.
Looks like, yep, you are correct. He has four. Tassadar has four fingers.
Okay.
And you win the game. That's the final shot onto the core.
Oh,
and,
I win because of that? I win.
Yeah, because I only had one hit point left.
Sweet, dude. Hold on.
Because I gave you that answer.
Here it is.
Why couldn't you just said it's been a long time since I've seen Men in Tights?
There you go. Beep, bing, ding, bang, bang. I win.
Bing, 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 bing.
You know what? I had others in my mind. Like anybody, any of the Protoss guys have the same number, right?
Yeah.
So you could have done any of them.
I did three, but that was
four. Right. And then there's who's the other one I was thinking of? Somebody else has this.
Doesn't what's his name have it?
Primeval of Hate has it.
Everybody, yeah, we were thinking of the same one.
Mephisto.
Yeah,
Mephisto.
Let's see. Where's his hands? Nope. He has Mephisto. 1, 2, 3. Oh no, yeah, four. Four. He has four.
That's Mephisto. Weird, right? Only he's four. Kind of like fingers. A skeleton man. How do you end up with only four fingers?
Is he a skeleton man? I thought he was.
Kind of looks like a skeleton.
A little bit, yeah. But how many?
Because.
This is the dumbest thing, but how many does the Skeleton King have? Does he have five or four? Don't bother looking it up.
No, it's not worth it.
If you don't have it handy, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't look it up, because if we ever do this again, I still probably
Bart
draw off that.
Simpson.
Bart has three fingers, one thumb, so four. Everything I draw is usually four.
Thank you for the digit, Matt Scott.
Yeah, you're welcome. Although the guy, whenever they'd have God on The Simpsons, he had five. That's yeah. A little neat, fun little trivia there for you. They always had five fingers when they.
It looks like Cho'Gall has five.
Cho'Gall has five or four?
Five.
Oh. No, he has 10. Oh, no. Well, I'm thinking, yeah. In my head, I was thinking 10 per head, but no, they don't have four arms. I don't know why I thought that.
Falstad has none because they were replaced with sausages.
Right. Same with Karazim's were replaced with bent Jimmy sticks, Slim Jims. That's what I meant to say.
Zero fingers, maybe 87 knuckles.
He's built funny. Let's just say that. All right. That was awesome. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Congratulations. Yeah, it's been a while. I missed it. I didn't realize how much I missed making John squirm.
We kind of stopped. We stopped doing it when There Will Be Dungeons launched. Yeah, that was the last time we did it. Yeah. It was right before There Will Be Dungeons, which, by the way, airs Saturday at 3 p.m. Mountain Time. Here's the deal. It's the last one until BlizzCon, which means we're not going to have one the weekend of BlizzCon, or else if we do, it'll be some weird local thing that maybe we'll record. We don't know yet. We still have ideas in our heads of how that might work, but the regular thing is going to have to skip a week until we get back, because all of us on that show will be at BlizzCon. So don't miss it this weekend. Big stuff a-happening over there at therewillbedungeons.com. Get all the details there and find out how you, too, can view said thing. Okay? So go check it out. I would highly recommend it. All right. That's going to do it for us. We're going to play games after this. Bo's 10,000th game. Hopefully a win. That'll suck if we lose. Oh, my gosh, dude. We have to win.
No, it's fine.
We have to win.
No pressure.
It'll be a win because I'll be with friends.
We have to win.
Aww.
We have to win. There's just no other way around it. So anyway, There Will Be Dungeons. Check it out this weekend. All right, that's it for us. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for being here. If you'd like to know more about the show, go to frogpants.com/core. You can email us, core@heroesforyou.com. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Scott Johnson. John's at John_Jagger. You can find Bo at Bo Schwartz and the show at Core Heroes. That's going to do it for us. For me, for Bo, for John. We're there next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
That's a good question.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.